Today I'm speaking with Dana Fisher. He's the Central FFA Advisor in Woodstock, Virginia. Dana, why did you become involved in FFA and how long have you been involved?
I got started in FFA in 1989. I was in seventh grade. My brother, I have a brother named Chris, who's 5 years older than me, and he was an FFA member. At that point, he was in high school and really enjoyed seeing what he was doing. I liked hearing about the things he was doing. He was pretty involved. Was a chapter officer as a high school student, and it kind of sparked my interest in what they were doing. And so I started as a seventh grader in an ag class with my advisor, Randy Ward, an ag teacher. And he really kind of got me going, got me more interested, got a chance to see the hands-on things that we do in the classroom, and really got me hooked. And so I've been a member ever since, whether it was an active member through high school and after, or now as an honorary member, actually, at a chapter where I taught.
So how has your perspective about FFA changed from being a member, then a national officer, and now as an advisor?
I've always been just a huge fan of FFA, you know, from what it gave me as that shy seventh grader. And so, you know, I grew a lot in my time as that little shy kid who didn't want to answer questions to in high school after 4 years of being in the program, actually giving a speech in front of the whole school, then as a state officer and a national officer in front of 10,000 people. So I grew tremendously, and so I've always had a high opinion of what FFA can do for students because it did it for me. And now as an advisor, I want to provide those same opportunities for my students and show them, you know, how they can grow. And if they're the shy little kid like I was, I want to give them that same chance that I had. And if they're more polished and more ready, then there's some great things that FFA can do for them as well in honing their skills. Agriculture obviously is what we do in FFA as well. And if you look at what the industry has done over just the time that I've been in FFA, you know, we have less people who are actually in production farming or a smaller percentage of people that are in production farming. And the technology has just really taken off in the last couple of decades. And so I try to show my students now that other perspective, too, of what they can do outside of production agriculture, what they can do outside of what may be just in front of them at home. You know, all the technology, all of the skills, all the opportunities to really make agriculture the thriving industry that it is.
Well, last year you received the Excellence in Agriculture Award from the American Farm Bureau Federation. What did receiving this honor mean to you?
Oh, that was just a great opportunity. I've been involved in Farm Bureau in Virginia for a little while and got involved because of a friend of mine who was a former FFA member and high school friend as well. To be involved in Farm Bureau, our Young Farm and Rancher program, is a next step almost in FFA progression. So you get a chance to be involved at a greater level. You get a chance to be involved in policy development, both inside Farm Bureau and in helping the local policy and local governments, and even on a state level. So had a chance to really grow even further with that organization and was just really proud to be a part of it. And then when the opportunity came to apply for the Excellence in Agriculture Award, you know, having the opportunity to work as an ag teacher, having the opportunity to work on our state level with our Virginia FFA Foundation, having the opportunity to work with Farm Bureau as well, just kind of combined all those things that I've done and trying to connect all those pieces together and worked with a great staff here in Virginia to prepare for the award program. And it really was a lot of fun going through it. And that particular award, what really I think is unique about it is that it runs you through the process of planning for the future. So not only what have you done in agriculture, how have you been impactful in agriculture, but how can you continue to be impactful? What can you continue to do? How can you continue to grow as a person? And it was a good time for me to go through that process and a good time for me to think about the future. And it really has been a good opportunity to prepare for the next steps for me.
So what are those next steps? What are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm finishing up a program called Valor. It's a leadership program in Virginia that's based in agriculture. You know, our focus there is learning about how to be impactful on many different levels. If it's working with your local government or your state government, if it's trying to plan and make sure that agriculture has a bright future. And so that program has kind of been the next step after that Excellence in Ag. It was something that was part of my application, becoming a member of this inaugural class of this program in Virginia. And so I have done a lot of great things as an ag teacher. I've really enjoyed the time. I've had a tremendous amount of really great students who have achieved great heights because of their own hard work and their own effort. And maybe a little bit of nudging along the way. And now I'm thinking about what else I can do, you know, outside of the school. How can I help our community? How can I help agriculture as a whole? How can I use the knowledge and skill that I've gained as a teacher to continue to be impactful and continue to work on different levels?
So how have you seen the FFA organization evolve through your years as a member and an advisor?
Well, you know, FFA has changed just like agriculture has changed. And so I really think the organization has done a great job in keeping up with really a changing industry. So in my time as an advisor, we've seen new programs and new activities just at my high school. You know, we were very much centered on production agriculture and natural resources when I was a student there. And now we have programs in veterinary science. We have an ecology course we offer from time to time. We have leadership development, which has been there for a little while, and also horticulture class, which is really new to us. And those industries, you know, are growing as well. We have students who are interested in them, and the courses are really taking off. In Virginia, you know, horticulture is the second highest enrolled course, you know, next to our foundations class, our beginning class for agriculture, and I think that speaks to how the industry has changed in our state anyway. And so FFA has tried to keep up as well, and so we have new contests and new activities and new opportunities for students to grow. You know, there was a major shift in FFA when we changed our name from Future Farmers of America to the National FFA Organization in the late 1980s, and that shift is indicative of what we're doing. We want to make sure that we provide opportunities for all people in agriculture, not just the ones who want to go into production. And there's a need for all of them. There's a tremendous need for folks to make sure that this industry can do what it needs in feeding an ever-growing world population.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dana. I've really enjoyed talking with you. That was Dana Fisher, the Central FFA Advisor in Woodstock, Virginia.